This show was first broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, this is the Catholic Couch. This show is run by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group and will dive into life's big, small, and sometimes ridiculous questions.
There's nothing better than piling up into a large, soft couch to hang out. Don't miss out. Come join us on the couch for a chat.
Kia ora, welcome to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Today you're here with Mo and Louise, who we're pretty excited has joined us on the couch all the way from Wellington. So Louise, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us an interesting fact about you?
Hey, I'm Louise. I work for the Wellington Archdiocese and Young Church Ministries and run youth groups down there. And an interesting fact about me is that I have the most absurd ways of injuring myself. Like a couple of years ago, I broke my foot because I got it caught under a swing, got my finger caught on a window frame and fractured it, like leaned on my arm the wrong way and pulled a tendon, all that fun stuff. So I'm pretty accident prone, but equally not at the same time, so yeah.
I think my favourite way that you've broken a bone is definitely when you were trying to do a ballet jump and you kicked your thumb and broke the end of your thumb.
Yeah, that was a pretty intense one. And nobody would believe me. They were like, what? So yeah.
Like, how do you kick your own thumb?
Yeah. It is a good question. I don't recommend.
Well
done.
It's a
good story.
Thanks.
All right, so today on the couch, we thought that we'd share a little bit about a camp that we went to recently in Wellington that Louise was helping to run or organise. So, Mo, we travelled down to Wellington and attended this real cool retreat. So what was a highlight for you?
For me, it was definitely all of it. But specifically, it was the lead up to camp, hanging out with the best youth ministers that I know.
Oh, thanks, Ma.
And the only ones that I know. And just hanging out with them, sharing stories, telling jokes. But also when we got to camp, it was meeting new people. I'm very much a people person. I thrive off other people's energy. I was the only person from the New Plymouth Youth Group Illuminate that went, apart from Rain. But so it was really cool to see and meet all of those really cool teenagers and young people that were there to connect with their faith. I thought that was just a really cool thing, and we were all there for the same reason, to connect and just have fun.
So good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. What was a highlight for you, Louise?
I think a highlight for me was just seeing everybody come together. So obviously, like, I was the person organizing it, and so I was kind of busy and everything. But being able to just sit back when other people were running things and join in worship, and we played an epic game of laser tag, so that was pretty cool. And just like the conversations that I had with these awesome teenagers, and seeing them grow throughout that retreat, which was really cool.
Awesome. I think my highlight was also we had some pretty good chats and some pretty great times leading into retreat.
So true.
Yeah, we had some adventures. The first one was... So I have a car. I got given a car. My whole car is a bit of an adventure because it was the first time I'd kind of like driven it long distance, and it had like a weird noise. So that was like number one, like trying to figure out what the noise is in the car. Mm. And it was pretty wild weather, to be honest, going down to Wellington. So we got there in one piece, so that was great. Yeah, we had some great adventures leading into retreat, but we also made like a really epic star themed playlist, and I think Louise, you've got something to share with us, a song.
Yeah, so one of the songs that we added to this playlist is a song called Star Hopping by a band called A Firm Handshake. And I think what's really cool is that this band is, when they released this song, was a couple of teenage Catholics from the States who just wanted to share their love of music and put out some pretty awesome stuff. Mm. So, yeah, here's A Firm Handshake's Star Hopping.
Stars are nice, they make my nights lighter as we sit upon this roof, looking for Mars and the truth. I take out my telescope hoping it would maybe help me cope with the misaligning stars in my life. As I stand here waiting, wishing, wanting to take off and go star hopping. Start the countdown, 3, 2, 1,
let's go! Not especially.
Just flies up in the sky, doesn't ask who, what, when, or why. Why can't I be more like that? And I feel bad for Pluto, he doesn't get much kudos for his size, being a little guy. Sometimes I feel like that inside. I stand here waiting, wishing, wanting to take off and go star hopping. Start the countdown, 3, 2, 1,
let's go!
You get the pencil and I will get the paper, we'll sketch us up a plan. Get out together. You get the pencil and I will get the paper. We'll sketch us up a plan and we'll make it out together. But for now, we'll stand here waiting, wishing, wanting to take off and go star hopping.
Star. Countdown, 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. I never really got around to sharing my highlight of camp. I think the favourite thing for me about camp was definitely spending time with some awesome people, some awesome teenagers and some good friends and youth ministers. And it's always pretty cool when I get to have my birthday on camp, to be honest. Like I love camp. It's my favorite. So that's always great. Mo, you have a pre-camp highlight to share with us.
I do. So before camp, obviously I came from New Plymouth to Wellington and it was a very late night, but we had to go get some dinner and we decided to go get McDonald's. And this was the first ever Wellington experience that I've had that I went, wow, that was an experience. So we walk into this McDonald's and we get our food and we're sitting down and this person walks into the McDonald's and they basically go, yo, could you pay for my meal? I think it was less than $15. I can draw you a portrait. And we're going, of course, why not? So they pay for the meal and they sit down, they get the meal and they just start drawing us. And we're sitting separately on this table, kind of very awkwardly, smiling, not sure what to do or how to pose. Then we ended up getting the portraits once they had finished, and it was scribble art, which is one of my favourite mediums of, like, drawing. So that was very cool. What did you guys think of your portraits?
Oh my gosh. I have never actually had my portrait drawn before. The closest I've got was when I did self-portraits in school. And so I was like, this is amazing. That was so good. It was not what I was expecting either. And actually, he was pretty good.
Yeah, I felt like you could definitely see the resemblance. Like, you could tell that it was each of us when it was drawn. It was really funny because I was the first person that they drew, and I was kind of like sitting there smiling, trying not to laugh. And it was like, I've also never had an experience of someone like drawing a portrait of me, and it was on like a post-it note, and Louise's was on a receipt, and it was just the whole thing was just quite excellent.
Yeah, I felt very honoured that I got the evidence of the bought meal as well on my receipt. I felt like mine was extra special because of that.
Added to the whole experience.
It's so true. Yeah. It really did. It really did.
It was probably the most memorable McDonald's that I've ever had, I have to say. So it was great to share it with you both.
Yeah.
Louise, you were organising and running the retreat, the camp that we went to, and there was a theme of discovery. Do you want to share with us all a little bit about that theme?
Yeah, so the retreat theme, discovery, was kind of about discovering our faith as Catholics, and particularly as young people in the Catholic Church, and relating it to, I guess, the discovery of space and the way in which we can kind of look up to the sky and remember God. And I thought that was a really, really cool way of, I guess, sharing that message. One of my sessions, I kind of talked a little bit about the moon and how, you know, our faith can either be like a tiny crescent moon where, you know, we have faith and we're sharing a little bit of our faith and a little bit of our light, or we can be like a big full moon illuminating everybody around us with our faith and being full of Jesus. And I think that really resonated with the teenagers and really resonated with me as well as a young adult. So that whole kind of retreat was a beautiful journey of discovering faith and bringing that into our real lives.
Yeah, thank you. I thought it was the coolest theme in the whole world, but that's because I am a bit of a fan of stars. If you know me, you might know that. I'm a little bit obsessed, so I was like, this retreat is amazing. Mo, what was something that you took away, like in terms of your faith?
Yeah, well, my favourite, I guess, session of the retreat, where it wasn't all fun, but it was fun. The thing that I took away was Louise's session about full moons and, well, the phases of the moon, using it as a metaphor for the different stages that we may be on our faith journey and how it can change and it can fluctuate like the moon. I thought that was really cool because it gave me a way to picture it in my mind of if this is how full someone is and they're following their faith and how, like, enthusiastic they are and to share their faith and live out their faith and everything that they do, whereas someone else might need a little extra nudge and might get there eventually, like how the moon changes. And it was just how the full moon are like people in our lives that do share their faith and live out their faith. And one of the questions that we were given was, who can you think in your life that are full moons that you can follow and that they can help guide you? And I was thinking, well, my brother, some of my family members, and then I just went, Rain and Louise.
Oh, that was so good. That made me so happy when I heard that. I was like, yes, I'm actually doing a good job.
It definitely, like, it was one of my biggest takeaways because I got to think about those people in my life that helped me get to where I am today and being a part of youth group and being a part of my special character at school and religious studies at school, and I got to visualize that along with something that I really enjoy, which is the cosmos and moons and stars, and that was really cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I think we had a good discussion in our small group as well about thinking about how we can reflect the light of Jesus, like how we can grow in like the phases of the moon that we are, and that sometimes you might not feel like you are a full moon necessarily, like in your faith journey. You're not like, yes, I am reflecting the light of Christ to this person, that person. I'm like owning this. You might not feel like that, but you might be a full moon to somebody else who is struggling with their faith. So like I probably would not rate myself as a full moon, like if I was kind of being introspective. But then Mo shared in the small group that for her, I'm a full moon. So I think it's worth thinking about, you know, how we can grow in our ability to shine that light of Christ to others. And it's cool because the moon is cool and because the moon doesn't have its own light. So I really like that metaphor, because the moon's not kind of shining out of its own, like things that it's doing to make itself better in order to shine. It's just opening itself up to the light from the sun, which is like the light from Jesus. So I really love that. I really love that metaphor. That was a really cool session. Mm. I think you did a great job of that session, Louise.
Thank you.
Speaking.
You also ran some sessions at retreat. Do you want to share a little bit about what they were like for you?
Yeah, one of them I got roped into at kind of the last minute due to unwellness and things like that. So it was about how it was about looking at the things in our life that kind of stop us from being able to fully kind of live that light, like that truth, goodness, and beauty. And it was about black holes and how we can like have them inside us, and they grow bigger and bigger if we don't kind of identify them. Mm-hmm. And also, one of the coolest things that I think I talked about in a session was there's this like really great YouTube video called The Cosmic Eye, and it's kind of freaky. Like zooms out from like a person lying on the grass on Earth, and it zooms all the way out into like the furthest part of the known universe, and then it kind of like zooms all the way back in, and you feel a little bit like you're free falling. It's great. Yeah. And then you go inside the person's eye all the way down to like the smallest, tiniest atom in our bodies. And I just like that makes me think like how incredible like our life, our universe, and every part that makes up ourselves and every part that makes up the universe, like how incredible is that? And that always makes me think about how beautiful and like awesome God is. Mm. Yeah, so that was quite cool.
How good is God that he can create like the most minuscule things and then like the entire universe.
For real.
And yet he was like, you know what, I want one of you too. Like to each one of us. Oh, that gets me every time.
I also like really like when I get to talk about like the massive, like the bigness of the universe, because then I get to talk about stars and glowworms in the same talk.
I love it.
I love it.
Just living
so
your
much.
Best life over there.
Absolutely. So, Louise and I, we had an excellent, like one of the best 10 out of 10 flatmates in the world, Georgia. And Georgia, whenever there was a full moon, her and I, usually also Louise, would go down to the beach and howl at the full moon. And when we're making our stars playlist, we like found a song by a band, Aurora, called Running With The Wolves. And it just reminded me so much of like nights with Georgia when I'd had a bad day. And it was a great discovery in addition to our playlist, so we're going to play that for you now.
Go row the boat to safer grounds, but don't you know we're stronger now. My heart still beats and my skin still feels, my lungs still breathe,
my mind still feels, but we're running out of time. All the echoes in my mind cry. There's blood on your lies, the sky's open wide. There is nowhere for you to hide. The hottest moon is shining. My mouth can speak, my spirit talks. I know my soul believes, but we're running out of time. All the echoes in my mind cry.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Oh, howling at the moon. Honestly, if you haven't done it, I definitely recommend it. If you're like a shy person that doesn't want other people to know, like go to Black Beach or like, you know, somewhere away from other people and just think about all of the worries in your life and just howl at the moon. Or if you're not a shy person, just open your bedroom window and howl at the moon. I mean, with your next door neighbours, and it's excellent.
It's very therapeutic.
It is.
Yeah.
And you think, yeah, oh, I could never do that. But once you start doing it, then you just find yourself doing it in public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's now on my bucket list. That's the goal.
Yes.
Definitely. Definitely recommend howling at the moon. That's
become
your takeaway.
That person. When you're like, you know what, would be really embarrassing doing this, become that person.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you need help becoming that person, I recommend getting coached by Georgia. She's the greatest teacher in the ways of becoming that person.
It's so true.
Yeah. Yeah, I should invite her to New Plymouth. Cool. So we're almost at the end of our show today on the Catholic Couch, and it's been super great to have you on the couch with us, Louise.
I'm so happy that like I could come. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful time. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome, all the way from Wellington. If we're lucky, you'll be back on our show sometime.
It's quite likely. I do come up here quite often. I was in Taupoa with Rain the other week, and they were like, oh, are you heading back to Wellington? I was like, no, I'm going to New Plymouth. I mean, I basically live there. I mean, I don't, but I basically do. So it's quite likely that you'll have me back.
Yeah.
Excellent. We'll look forward to that. So what's happening? What's coming up? We've just had the school holidays, And what's happening now is that we have junior youth group and senior youth group on Sunday. Shine is on from 4 till 5, and that's for years 4 to 8. And it's at St. Joseph's Hall at St. Joseph's Church. And Illuminate is for year 9 to 13, and it's from 6:30 till 8:30 at St. Joseph's Hall at St. Joseph's Church. And this week is Youth Mass. So our youth band, the Mustard Seeds, are playing at the 5:30 p.m. Mass, and Philly Mullen is going to be confirmed at that Mass, so that's pretty exciting. You should definitely come along to Mass to support her, because being confirmed is a big step, and it's pretty cool, pretty exciting. And we're going to have a shared kai after Mass in the foyer before we go down for youth group. So come along to 5:30 p.m. Mass. It's going to be excellent. The music is going to be incredible. I definitely recommend it. We had Ascend today at Sacred Heart Girls College, and Ascend will be on next Monday at lunchtime as well before our show next week. And youth group at Francis Douglas Memorial College is on Thursday at lunchtime. Yes. We're excited about hearing you, seeing you, having you. Listen to us on the Catholic Couch next week on Monday. We have time for two, like, stories or fun things. Do you have a story?
Well, I've got a fact. It's very related to our retreat, which was the cosmos and everything about stars and the moon. So I've known this for a while, and I don't get a chance to share this often, but on the moon there are tremors or quakes similar to earthquakes, and we call them moonquakes, which I think is just the best thing to ever know. And it makes me very happy whenever I think about it randomly, because it's always stored at the back of my mind, always. It gets me through those tough days. I'm like, no, moonquakes exist. I can do this.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's amazing. How cute is that?
It's like, so cute.
Little moonquakes. Oh, my gosh.
That's incredible. I just thought of something as well. Do you know that, well, you guys know, but listeners, did you know that we got, like, an hour and a half into creating a star playlist before we thought about adding Twinkle Twinkle Little Star? Like, honestly, it's like the OG star song. I can't believe that it took us that long to think about it. And then when we added it, I had a question. I had a question from a friend who I told about the star playlist, who was like, is it badly sung by little children or creepily sung by, like, older ladies?
A middle-aged person.
Yeah. We found out after listening to it that I'd added a version that was badly sung by little children. But it was great.
That's the best version.
Yeah, it was excellent.
That playlist,
yeah,
for sure.
That and, like, Little Einsteins. Honestly, that playlist is a mood. You should look it up. It's called Stars. And it's on Louise's Spotify, but Mo and I both have it on ours, so if you follow us, then you can find it. I recommend it.
It's a beloved part of my morning wake-up routine now. Stars playlist.
It's excellent. All right, that's us for today, and thank you for listening. See you next week.
See ya.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to The Catholic Couch by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group. If you enjoyed this show, you can find it as a podcast on the Access Radio Taranaki website, Spotify and Apple Podcast.
If you want to know more about or get involved in our youth group, check out Illuminate Youth NP on Instagram, that's Illuminate with a number 8, the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth on Facebook, or you can email youth@catholicparishnp.nz.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.